Learning Masech, this human of Chafayim and Aleph. Sugi starts on the bottom of Chavdalim and Mabez, but Memephisin, what were they wearing B'shas Tatayis? Rav Nachman Amma B'gdei Chayil, Rav Sheshes Amma B'gdei Kaidish. Rav Nachman says regular ordinary clothing, Rav Sheshes says the B'gdei Kuna, the B'gdei Kaidish. Why did Nachman say the B'gdei Chayil? They have a B'gdei Kaidish, Ikabal Yisrael 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 Because otherwise, if they're already wearing the Big Day Kaddish, it might be Bali Zrayis, bullies that, even though they don't, they weren't Zerach of the girl, they might just do the Aveda. But like this, by the time they get the Begadim on, they won't do it. If Sheish is on the Big Day Kaddish, why down the Big Day Chayil? I give Chavavusim Mikivavdi. Here is Kaddish Vakert. That the people who win the girl will have such a tremendous Chavivus, they won the girl, they'll be so excited. They'll do the Aveda without putting on the Big Day Kaddish. So Mamela, they have to wear the Big Day Kaddish before. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes on, each one bringing a Raya. So the Gemara here asks the Gemara like a Shaila. He asks, if there's a problem of Agav Chavavusa and Mikav Avdi, so why wouldn't you also be Mechayev, all the Kanim who are in the Pais, to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Because there's a Psul Aveda, if you lay Rochatz Yadayim V'Raglayim. So, why dafke big day kuna? Why not also rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim? So maybe taka, maybe they did have to rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim. So he says the Mishnah in Tamid, Stavka v'chesem and Aleph says, Mishnah v'chumis edeshin, you tell him avizor shatigil b'kli ha'shad kandish yadayim v'raglayim in akir. Now Mishklar, that they didn't do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, they told him, be very careful not to touch the kli until he did kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Vayis says they did kiddush yadayim v'raglayim afterwards. So Melech Shmer, just like you worried, Agav Chavus and Mikav Avdi, so why wouldn't that be a smart to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim first? So the Gemara Sari, he badness and holds there's no chilek between the Big Day Kuna and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He says the chilek is the first pious and the other payasis. The first pious is where you see they didn't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, but that was in the Beis HaMikra. As I state in the Mishnah, there in Talmud, Chavavim and Aleph. So in the Beis HaMikra, that was far from the Azara. So since that's where the pious was done, so by the time you get to the place of doing the Aveda, we're not chayshish, it's far away. So there's no Agav Chavus and Mikav Avid, because it's a distance. The other payasis, when the Lishka Sagaz is like it says here in the summit, and that's close to the Mizbech. So merely you're afraid that maybe they'll do the Aveda Big Dechal and in the Chinami. The other payasis, they did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before the payas. So the first payas, they tackle a Mephayas or Big Dechal, and they did not do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And the other payasis is where if Sheshes holds their Mekanish or Big Day Kaddish, and there they talk and did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But it's very shver. Sat Kamatan. First of all, Enechinami, the Gemara in Talmud sounds like, at least the way the Mefarish learns that the Pais Rishon was the base of Mekin, but the Bereshevah there brings that the Rambam, Hilchas Tevi'im, Masaf and Perek Dal, Malacha Aleph, the Snag, they hold that the Pais Rishon wasn't Lishkas Agazis like the other payasis. How you learn the Gemara in Talmud, see there. But according to them, you have the same kasha. Because there it's Mefurish that they didn't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim yet. And if they're both in Lishkas Hagazis, what's the chilek? And also the Sefer Nezer HaKadosh asks, that comes out according to the Gvura Sari, the first pious you could do with Big Day Chayil. And again, there's no mention in the Rambam to such a thing. The Rambam, who passed him like Rav Sheshes, is mashma all the payasas will never Big Day Kaddish. And another very stark kasha is, the Gemara says that Ben Katan made 12 forces to the Kiyah. The Gemara brings it here on Daf Tafei and Medeis. It's a Mishnah later. He made 12 forces for the Kiyah. What was the 12 forces for the Kiyah for? Because the 13 Kahanim that we have in this Mishnah, Pais Hasheni that win, excluding the Sheikhet, who Ashkita is Kasha Mizar, so you don't need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, but the other 12 need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and we want them to be able to make Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at the same time. Mamish Mefurish, that the ones who did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim were the 12 Zeichim in the Pais. So clearly it was after the Pais. Otherwise, how would you know who these 12 Zeichim are? So it's very straight to say, like the Gvura Sari to Michaliti in the first Pais, that there was no Kshash because it's far away, and the other Paisis, which was Lishkas Hagazis, which was much closer, because first of all, the Rambam holds the all Lishkas Hagazis. Second of all, the Rambam is Mashmid, it was a Kshash by the first Pais as well. And third of all, it's mamish kamat mafurish that they didn't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim even by the other payasas. You can have to mechalik that there are only chayshish you'll do the avodah without big day chaydish or big day chayl, but there weren't chayshish you'll do the avodah without kiddush adayim reglayim. I think the parshat pshat is that for kiddush adayim reglayim there were people being massive, like the Mishnah in Talmud said, they screamed at him, it's like tiga b'kli until you mekadosh adayim reglayim. But why by big day chayl not? Because the Ritva says that the big day chayl that they had, we'll see in the Gemara, because the Gemara says the mitznefes was similar to mitznefes which kain she'asla imay k'sainis either by avaydes yachin. So the Ritva says all the begadim they had, the big day chayl they had looked exactly like big day kuna. So that's why I think a big chash, because you can't tell if he's wearing big day kaidish or not. So when they won the pious, they quickly told everyone to mekadosh adayim reglayim that they could control, but if the pious was a big dechel, so I guess they'll go to the Lishka of Pinchas HaMalbish and quickly try to get the big dechaydish like the Gemara describes. But if somebody, Agav Chavuse, doesn't go there, so people wouldn't be able to tell. So there'd be more of a kshash. Now another Arif in the Gvura Sari is that there's a famous Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, this Anuchas Klei Mikdash Parachas Halacha Yedeis. Is there a heter for Kahanim to wear the big dechuna if they're not doing the Aveda? The Rambam holds is the problem of shatnez. As we know, the avnet, and we pass in the avnet of the kain gadol and kain edyot is the same. It has tcheles, agam, and tlashani, and sheish, that has wool and linen. So it's shatnez. And why are you allowed to wear it? Because the Torah says, like I say, the chalesa say. But what if they're not doing avayta? The Rambam says, you're not allowed to wear it. It's a live deraisa of shatnez. And the Rambam says, no. Since the big dekuna, as long as you're in the base of mikdash, the Torah is matakan into a big dekuna. And even if you're not doing the Aveda. So the Gemara Sivi says, this Gemara, the Chayr is Muchach like the Ravid. Because how could they wear the big dekuna b'shas the pais? They're not doing Aveda. And the Rambam, Shanasa al Shatnas. And here, every single Kayan that participated in the pais put on big dekuna. And most of them didn't do the Aveda. So you see that you're allowed to wear big dekuna even if you're not doing the Aveda. That's his Ryan, the Gemara Sivi. He also brings the same Ryan, the Shagashari, Simon Chavtes. The Beis Levi on the topic. It's his first tshuva in the Sefer, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph. And there in Eizayin, he says that it's not a raya because they didn't wear the Avnet. They wore the other big dekuna. They put on the Ksenis and the Mitznefes and the Mitznesayim, but they didn't wear the Avnet. Maybe Agav Chavavusei, they'll do the Avodah. Okay, we're Mesakim whenever we could. But the Avnet, we don't have a choice. So Mila, we risk it. Rabbi Yashiv in the Aris is Meisif, that if he's wearing completely Big Day Chayil, he'll go do the Aveda. But if all he needs is an Avnet, he's already wearing three Big Day Kodesh, he'll remember to have the Avnet. That's what Mahalach. The Nezer HaKodesh, he was the big God before the Muhammad, Nezer HaKodesh, he answers that you could say the Rambam's masking that they can wear the Avnet, because this is called Tzairich Aveda. The pious is part of the Aveda, and if there's a Tzairich for them to wear the Avnet because don't make mikri the Avni, so that's a tzairich avodah. That'll be mut even according to the Rambam. So the Beis Halevi's mahalach is that they didn't wear an avnet, and maybe you weren't as such a kshash. And the Nezer HaKodesh is that they did wear an avnet because that's called the tzairich avodah. Now the Gemara brings Rav Nachman's raya because the question is to read the Mishnah in Tamid when it says in Afshita Naisis Migdeim Lemichlam Nechsayim Levad. There Rav Nachman held it was going on the Eisim Shezochel Lepayis, and what it means is that they first put on the Mechnas HaKadosh, and then they're Mepshit in the Big Day Chayil, and only had the Mechnas HaKadosh on. That's the Gemara's Maskana. And Rav Sheshi said, no, it meant the ones who didn't win the Pais, and they have to take off their Big Day Kuna. And then Rav Sheshi's Budarai, because when the Braisa describes the Pais, he says, Amun above the Neitel Mitznefes Mireisha Shalachem Hem, V'yedish Amenu Pais Maskal. He takes the Mitznefes from one of them. So, in fact, the Gemara, if it's a big dechel, mitznefes, a big dechel, mi'ikah. If he's wearing big dechel, so what's this mitznefes business? You don't wear a mitznefes when you're wearing big dechel. So the Gemara says, yes. Can I tell you, Rav Yudah v'teim, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yudah? Kayin sha'asul la'imai kaseines, ayve ba'avedis yachid. If the mother makes him a kaseines, he could do avedis yachid with it. So Rabbi Yashin wants to know, this case, we could do Avedis Yachid, the Gemara later says, it's too many, she was Masra and Litzibur. So it has a Mamish Adin, a Big Day Kuna. What's the Raya that there's a Mitznefes of Big Day Chayil? That Kayin Shev, Asla, Ime Kasainis, Avedis Yachid means that it's Big Day Kaidish Taka. That's why you could do Avedis Yachid with it. So what's the right to mitznefes? So Rabbi Yashiv says, what was the Gemara's kasha? What's wrong with the mitznefes for big day chayil? He said, l'chayil, the Gemara's kasha was that you're not allowed to have big day chayil that look exactly like the big day kodesh. You know, you have such a Gemara and a very desire in Rosh Hashanah, you can't make a bayis dugmas hechel, aksadja dugmas ulam, you can't make a shulchan and menorah in the same way that it was in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe big day kunu also. Maybe big day kunu also. That's what the Gemara's kasha was. You're not allowed to have a mitznefes of big day chayil. And that the Gemara says, no, you see that the mother made him a kesainis and only later brought it to the tzibur. What was the hetter to make the kesainis? But he says, you're allowed to make big day chayil dugma to big day kodesh. That's how Rabbi Yashiv wants to learn the Gemara. He brings the achreinim, the mikdash davin, and simen beis, and the archashulch and yoridei, simen kuf mem aleph, that says that kli sharis you're allowed to make dugma to the beis mikdash because they don't have an exact size. A shulchan has an exact size. The menorah has an exact size. A heichal has an exact size. Kli sharis don't have an exact size. And now bishai from big day kunu also, they also don't have an exact size. So that's how we learn the shaykh of the Gemara. The Gemara wants them mitznefes big the chol because you're not allowed to make a mitznefes. And the Gemara brought a raya from Rav Yehuda, Vitei Shmuel Yehuda, that you're allowed to make big day kuna. The chayim more pashit is that the Gemara was just bothered that the lashon mitznefes, why did it say mitznefes? Why did it say hat? We don't normally call an ordinary hat a mitznefes. That was the Gemara's kasha. Not that you weren't allowed to make a mitznefes, but if they're wearing big day chol, so where's the mitznefes business? He was wearing a hat. So she said, take off a hat. And that the Gemara says that the Kahanim used to wear clothing that looked like big day kuna. That's what Rashi says. Shayim isayim shal Kahanim oisis lebnei mishalahem. The mothers of the Kahanim will make to their sons the Kahanim from their own things. Kamin big day kuna. Things that look exactly like big day kuna. Maharis teferis oishon to see how rich they are. Benoim malachtam akame mahadris mitzvah to show how good they can make it and how much they mahadra the mitzvah. But he would wear that as big day chayil. So in that's what the Gemara's teretz. That the assumption is, of course they're all wearing big dechel, but the assumption is that the big dechel that the Kahanim wore, particularly when they're coming to do the Malach HaLevet in the Beis HaMikdash, were big dechel that were done exactly like big dechaydish. So that's why it was called the Misnefes. That's the Chayar Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Now the Gemara discusses the Pais. It was in Lishkas Nagazis, and it was a Zak in Yeshiv and Marava, and the Pais was in Zimzracha, like the Gemara says. And the Gemara has a Raya that you see that it was Chatsi B'chayil Chatsi B'chaydish, because the pious had to be in the Kodesh part, and the yeshiva had to be, the zakim being yeshiv had to be in the chayil part, because any yeshiva bazar al-malchah beis David bovat. So what's the makar to this din? I want to discuss a little bit the din of any yeshiva bazar al-malchah beis David bovat. Rashi brings a pasuk. Rashi says, any yeshiva bazar, shenem alamed l'sharis, and a'imdim sham l'fnei Hashem. These are actually two psukim. Now you see in the Azorah, there's a din lami l'sharis, sa'im dim sham l'fnei Hashem. L'chari sepela to Rashi, the Gemara in Zvachim Nachnav Gimel and Beis learns after these psukim a psul of yeshiv la'aveda. That someone does an aveda when he's sitting, the aveda is pasul, lami l'sharis, sa'im dim sham l'fnei Hashem. You need two psukim, shina la'akev. So how could you learn after the issa of yeshiva b'azorah when you're not doing aveda? This is a yeshiva being a psul aveda. That's one kasha. Gemara Sirosa brings down the Rashi in Sanhedrin, the Gemara with Yeravim ben Nevat, that the reason why he made his own golem was because he was afraid if he goes to the Eila Regal in Yushalayim, Gemiri she'en yeshiva ba'azara ella l'malchim, it says there l'malchim Yehuda b'vad, so Mele won't be able to sit, or if he sits they'll kill him, so Mele people won't see him as a melech. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi says Gemiri in yeshiva, Rashi says halach l'meshi m'sinai v'loy mikra. So here Rashi brings Pesukim, Lamed L'sharis, Ayim L'fnei Hashem, and there, it says, L'achem Eishim Misinai V'loim Mikro. So this kasha alone, I thought, maybe you can answer, that Rashi here was telling you the Issu Yeshiva. Maybe there, that Rashi says, Gemiri Shin Yeshiva Bazel Malchim Beis David Bovad, is telling you the heter of Malchim Beis David is a Gemiri, is a L'achem Eishim Misinai. See here Rashi brings the Pasuk, Vayim HaMelech David, Vayim HaMelech David, Yeshu L'fnei Hashem, maybe then the Pesukim weren't there yet. The pasuk could be came from Malach HaMeshim Yisina, like a lot of times you find in the Gemara, that you have a pasuk, and the Gemara says it's Malach HaMeshim Yisina, and it became a pasuk. See there, the Agoy Yisra Belozal Landau in the back says like this. He says that the reason why normally the Gemara says, En Yeshiva Bazar L'Malchi Beis David Bovad, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, En Yeshiva Bazar L'Malchi Yehuda Bovad, was because the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim wasn't for Malchut Deis David, because David, there was no bechira of David yet. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't told Malchut Deis David specifically. But what was Moshe Rabbeinu told? What was the gemimi? That you need the Malchut Yehuda. The Yasa Shevim Yehuda was already said, and the Malchut Yehuda, that there'll be a family of Malchut Yehuda, they'll be the Malchut Yehuda, and they're the ones that consider Nazareth. So that alone, so again, we have Akasha and Rashi that the Gemara and Zvachim, the Psukim he brings, learn from these Psukim, the Psul of Yeshiv. I don't have a teretz to that Kasha. But the Stira that he brings, and Rashi in Sanhedrin, that says, Gemiri in Yeshiva, and Rashi says, Alach HaMesh V'Sinai V'loi Mikra, and here he brings Psukim, could be the Pshat is, Alach HaMesh V'Sinai was, that you need the Malcha Yehuda, that the din of Yeshiva Ba'azarim is Nafka for Malcha Yehuda, as opposed to Yeravim, who is from the Malcha Yisrael. Now Rashi in Saita writes, because Ein Kvod Shemayim Bekach. That's the Rashi. Rashi in Saita, when the Gemara brings it, that Mem in the days writes, Ein Kvod Shemayim Bekach. That sounds like it's the Rabbanan. The Mishnah Melech talks about these three Rashis. The Mishnah Melech is in Hilchos Beis Bechira, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav. He wants to say this. Laila Mitzdaraisa. And really it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And Rashi's Psukim here is just an Asmachta. Interesting that Rashi brings an Asmachta of his own. And Rashi in Saita is telling you the reason. Why the Torah asked the Yeshiva Ba'azorah? Because it's not Kvod Shemayim. But it doesn't mean that it's the Rabbanan. It's just not Xeris HaKasim. It's a din that it has to be Kvod Shemayim. See, the Mishnah Melech wants to say that Rashi is Mashmas Deraisa, because the Rashi brings the reason why Malchut Beis David is Mutter, Shecholkam Amakam Kavan Laharish Lamachusay Shleima. So he wants to say that's Mashmas Heter is a Heter Min HaTorah. The Torah, Shecholkam Amakam Kavan Laharish Lamachusay Shleima. You see, the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk that Rashi brings. So you see, the Malchus Beis David was Mutter. That sounds like it's a din deraisa. If it's a din derabanan, you wouldn't have to say Cholakam Akam Kaved. But the Minchas Chinuch, he brings us down to Mitzvah Shandal. He wants to say the Pshat's like this. You could say it's derabanan, but the reason why the Rabbanan were in Geizer is because of the Pasuk. He brings down the famous Taz that the Rabbanan are not going to be Geizer a din connected to Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, if Yavi Melech Dov V'yeshu L'fnei Hashem, so they can't be Geizer that David HaMelech, Malchi Beis David, won't be able to sit in Nazareth. That's called answering something which is mefurish in the pasuk to be matir. There can't even be such a gzeir the rabbanim. But al kopanim, it's a machlokes rishonim. If the issi yeshiva ba'azar is the rice of the rabbanim. You see, Taisus here is mash meklois the rice of the mishnah lemelech and the sharam melech bring it. Because Taisus here brings the gemara and zvachim. The gemara and zvachim wants to bring a raya that zar is mechal avayda. Because my yeshiv, if even yeshiv, which could eat kachim, could still, is Mechal Aveda. So Zar, which doesn't eat, so Koshkin is Mechal Aveda. So the question is, what do you mean a Yeshiv can eat? This is the din of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azar, El Machem Yisdam Uvan. So Yeshiv can eat Kachim. So Taisa says two Turetzim. Either we're talking about Kachim Kalam, which are not eaten in Nazar, or he has all Arichos that Letzarech Aveda you could sit, and eating Kachim is an Aveda. It's called Letzarech Aveda, sit, you can't eat standing, has to be Lamashcha, that's a Taisa. But since Taisus is discussing what's the pshat in the drasha of a pasuk, my yeshiv sha'eichel, if mean there isa, he could eat sitting, so what's the kasha of any yeshiv bazar? That's a derabbanan dikadim. But you learn out the drashas from the dinei der isa. Elamai, it's mashmin Taisus that he held that any yeshiv bazar, lamalcha bistavat, is a din der isa. As they bring the Mishnah Lamelech and the Shara Melech. The Ar Zeruah, which also discusses this, is in Chelik Beisim and Reishkav Zayin. He holds it's the Rabbanan. He says, but the Klarkeit, and the din is a din the Rabbanan. The Mishnah Lamelech and the Gvur Suri, he also was Mechavim to the right, is the Gemara in Kedushin, that Fayin Ches by Shmuel, it says like this, it says, Nero Lekim Terim, Yechava V'Shmuel Sheikha V'Heichal Hashem, Hakvit Shmuel V'Sheikha V'Heichal Hashem, Ein Yeshiva Mazel Amachar V'Yisdav V'Bulvan, Elamai, V'Shmuel Sheikha doesn't mean V'Heichal Hashem, the Nero Lekim Terim Yechava V'Heichal Hashem, and Shmuel V'Sheikha V'Mkaimai. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. If you're going to say it's the Rabbanan, so how do you know is this going to be in the time of Shmuel? So that's Mashmitz the Reisa. Al Kabbanim is a Machlokes Rishonim. Taisus here is Mashmitz Klaus the Reisa, and the Ar Zeruah says Klaus the Rabbanan. Rashi in Sanhedrin, and Rashi here brings the Pasuk, and Rashi in Sanhedrin brings the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, so it's also Mashmitz the Reisa. But if it's the Reisa, you could say like Rashi, that's a Pasuk, Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, you could say another Pshat. As Elokar state in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Chinuch. They both bring the din of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara L'malchah B'Yisrael Mulvad in the din of, in the Mitzvah Saseh of Meir Mikdash. Right? The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Lirim and Abayis Zem Ma'id Ma'id. He says a whole big thing. And he says, and how do you do the year of the Sifra? He says, Ezu Meir Likonis La'abayis Ma'akle B'madas Eivim Ma'id. The whole thing. And then he says, Ukvar Yisparabim Kaimis Min HaTalmud Shenim But the Klal Hashem is Ba'azara L'malchah B'Yisrael Mulvad. So he puts it as part of Meir Mikdash. The Chinuch of the Amish is saying things. The Mitzvah Lirim and Mikdash, Ezu Meir Leikonis Avayis Makli, etc. And they also said in Sanhedrin, Shein Roi Klal Hashavis Bezorik and Lamalchim Bezdavish and Kwein Malchus. So you see that that's part of the din of Meir Mikdash. So that's another way to say it's the Rashi. You could say like Rashi, it's Psapasik, Lamicham, Salachim Eishim Yisinai. Or you could say that it's part of the Mitzvah say of Meir Mikdash. It's like Masr Davar Chachamim to explain the mitzvah. The Rabbin and Kiryas Sefer says, call it that way. But that's the Chayav Ashtayt in the Rambam and the Chinuch. So the Zeru holds it's the Rabbanan. Rashi holds it's the Bezundur Din, Apostle, Kolacha, Meshim, Sina, it's the Raisa. And the Sefer and Mitzvah in the Rambam is Mashmish, the Raisa, as the Chelak of the Din of Meir Mikdash. Now the Mishnah goes through the different Avedis that were Nichol in the Payasheni, a Payasheni, Mishaycha, Mizarek. Now, one of them is Shkita, and the Ritvash tells us, why does the Kahana do the Shkita? Why can't anyone do the Shkita? Shkita is Ksheri Bazar. So the Ritvash writes, even though Shkita is Ksheri Bazar, but mitzvah se b'kayin l'chathchila. L'chathchila, the mitzvah is that a kayin should do the Shkita, k'risim b'zvachim. And the Shaila is, where is it in Zvachim? If anything, the Gemara in Zvachim, in that one of the days, is mavur the even l'chathchila k'shach, because the Gemara there says that they're all Shaykh l'chathchila, except for a Tamei. The mother brings Azar and Isha, an Evid and a Tomei, and it says a Tomei is not lechachila because maybe he'll touch the Basar. But it's Mavur there that the other ones are lechachila. And Rambam, in Ilchus Psulim, Dash, Merak, Alfak, Alf, brings the Gemara, call up Psulim, Avayda, Matar, Musha, Kashim, lechachila, Afilu, Kachi, Kashim, Chutzman, and Tomei. So it's unclear what the Ritva means. Where is it in Zvachim, a Gemara that they didn't allow Azar, that Mitzvah to become lechachila? See, also Tais and Kedushin of Ayin Vav and Mebeis, the Master of Mebeis, also says, Noigan Kain Lassul Savats and Lichel Zer Lishkait. The Kainim had a Chumrah that they didn't allow a Zer to be Sheikhet. But it's a bit schwer because the Gemara in Zvachim says that a Zer can be Sheikhet Lichet Chila. So the Me'iri says that a Karban Yachet a Zer can be Sheikhet Chila, but not a Karban Tzibur. Maybe the Ritva and Tais also mean that way. If a Karban Yachet, where the Baal of Karban could Shecht or could give it to anyone to Shecht, even a Zer, but a carbon tzibur, that was only shecht al yedei a kayin. There's a ha'ara from the Cheshek Shleimai Kayin from Vilna, in Menachos Daf Yamin Yates, he's ma'arech about it. He also holds it as skill, like it doesn't bring the me'iri, and a carbon yachid, a zarek a shecht, and not a carbon tzibur. He says, because a carbon yachid is a mitzvah for the Baal of the shecht. It's a Rashi, Yimsachem, Dav Zayinam and Beis. The Gemara there says, that the reason why I make a bracha ala shkita is because there's no chiyuv to shech. So the Gemara says, Pesach v'kat shemayikul meimai. And Rashi says, mitzvah l'baal mishle, because it says, v'samach v'shachat. So you see, that there's a mezunah mitzvah for the baal to shech. So you can't say that only a kayin could shech. The Gayan also, in the Pirish Eli Rabbah Masechtas Kalim, Perek Alf Mishnah Ches, he brings, it says there, the Ezra's Kanem is Mumma Kuddish, she'en yishol nechlasa m'sham el b'shash shechayim l'smicha l'shkita l'trufa. The Yisraelim cannot go into the Ezra's Kahanim unless it's something that they need. They need to do smicha or shchita or trufa. Why would they need to do shchita? Why can't the Kohen do shchita? The Teretz is the mitzvah of the Baal Teshech. He brings a very interesting zayar in Parshas Nasei that says, V'shachar is ben abakar, sheshachar achar v'loi kahana, the kahana osloi lishchay. The zayar kodesh says, the Kohen's all on a shech. You need dafka achar. Achar is a pliya. This Mishnah clearly says that a Kohen shech to the Tamid. So he wants to say the same thing, that the Zayin means a carbon yachid. A carbon yachid, the Kayin Shin Shech, is a Bailam after Shech, not shaking the carbon tzibur, the Kayin Shech. He brings from his brother, Abitzal, a Kayin from Vilna, that maybe the Zayin means that you can't Shech with big dekuna. Maybe like the Shittas and Rambam, that if you wear an avdeit, Shaloi B'Shas Aveda, you're right for on Shatnes. So Shchit is called Shaloi B'Shas Aveda, because there's no big dekuna by Shchita. So maybe the Iker is saying, not that a Kohen can't check, but you can't have big dekuna b'shash shkita. According to Rambam, it makes sense. You don't need the big dekuna b'shash shkita, even a Zohar could check. So mainly, wouldn't we have big dekuna b'shash shkita? Because of this of Shatan, is that's of Shatan in the Zayar, that Dafkan Achish Shachtan Arakain.